Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Radio Munson from the campus of Illinois State University. Yeah. drummer Sherry Markle and the Diva Jazz Orchestra, and a thing that Johnny Mandel wrote for Basie years ago called Low Life. If you're looking for the high life, you probably come to the wrong place, and you get a lot of the low life here on Radio Munson. That was Cheryl Bailey playing guitar, and Jamie Dauber on trumpet, and Janelle Reichman and Lee Pilzer playing those alternating tenor saxophones with the Diva Jazz Orchestra, recorded live at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola at Jazz at Lincoln Center in Midtown Manhattan about 5 years ago. I'm Don Munson. We're off and running on another Thursday night program. You know, we don't play them if they don't swing here. I walked across the Illinois State University campus coming into the studio this evening, and I noticed students sort of had their shoulders hunched a little bit, and they were wearing their hoodies, and they're bent forward just a little bit. There's a breeze here that's just bringing in a real feel of fall. And we're going down to about 42 degrees tonight. Still 60 degrees here, but the wind makes it feel a little chillier than that. Overnight, 42 tonight, and then sunny and 65 tomorrow. And good weather for the football game on Saturday, mostly cloudy and a high of 63. You look at the calendar. It says October 1. Are you ready for this? I don't know. The four freshmen are certainly ready.
I'm in the mood for this October. She has my pounding heart awhirl. What is more exciting than the crisp, brisk weather in the fall? It's specially delighting
when you handsome ones are cute and sweet and small.
And that's why I'm in the mood for this October. I've found an someone's so cute and sweet and small.
And that's why
I'm in the mood for this October. I found an Indian summer girl this October. You can talk about your Maytime and your spring romance,
but even the snowy white December doesn't have a chance.
I am in the mood for this October. This October.
I agree with that. I don't know about you. I'm ready for it. The four freshmen who accompanied themselves, of course, and that's what they were noted for. Ken Albers, one of the four frosh, playing that trumpet, and Ross Barber on drums, and Bill Comstock on guitar, and Bob Flanagan on trombone, and they certainly were harmonizing at the same time. On a song that Bobby Troup wrote, he's a guy who wrote Get Your Kicks on Route 66. Well, we're going to get our kicks in October. This time around. I'm Don Munson, a little time travel tonight here on Radio Munson. My email address is don@wglt.org. You know I'd love to hear from you. Whenever you feel the urge, wglt.org. don@wglt.org. Thank you. called me. That's Benny Carter, a great alto saxophonist and sometimes trumpeter. With his, he had a band of his own for a while, and in 1943 he recorded All of Me. We play it one more time here on Radio Munson on GLT. Benny Moten's great Kansas City band ran into trouble trying to record Eddie Barfield's arrangement of You're Driving Me Crazy, which we're hearing right here, at their Marathon Victor session in late 1932. It was too long. The arrangement was too long, the saxophonist said. Wouldn't fit on the record. So Barfield simply lopped off the You're Driving Me Crazy part, stating Walter Donaldson's melody, considered a new title. The band decided to call it The Moten Swing. Dick Hyman's band plays it here. It would surprise a lot of people to know that the Moten Swing was a sort of a send-up of You're Driving Me Crazy. And Dick Hyman's band, Dick Hyman the pianist, plays it one more time here. Phil Bodner's alto sax there, Irby Green on trombone, and who was the trumpeter? Joe Wilder was playing trumpet for that session, and a great rhythm section. Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar, Butch Miles on drums, and the ageless Milt Hinton playing bass. here on Radio Munson. We're here till 9 tonight, Central Daylight Time, from the campus of Illinois State University. Tommy Dorsey coming up in a few minutes. Here's one of Dorsey's old employees to sing.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it, what good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft, and although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one I wouldn't switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. That crazy witchcraft, and although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you.
Sinatra with Nelson Riddle. Yeah, Tommy Dorsey coming up. Next.
Support for GLT comes from the Farmers Market in historic downtown Bloomington, proudly featuring locally sourced produce and meats, flowers and plants, live music and art, and more each Saturday from 7:30 to noon. More information at downtownbloomington.org. This is GLT. Thank you.
Tommy Dorsey's band and a thing called If I Had You. And all the bands were playing that back in the day. Dorsey, though, is the only guy who could play a trombone solo that sounded just like that. I'm Don Munson. We're here till 9 o'clock on Radio Munson. We have a Radio Munson Facebook page, and you'll see pictures of some of these folks whose music we play tonight. One of a guy by the name of Frankie Lane from Chicago. Jazz singer? Yeah. He could sing it all. He's coming up in a few minutes. Two guys and two girls comprise the foursome known as New York Voices. And they do a rather innovative job on a Benny Goodman song.
With every season there's a reason to cry. So never mind a few April showers. You gotta know my love will always be true. Baby, don't you cry. Honey, don't you be that way. Clouds in the sky should never make you feel that way. The rain will bring the violence of May. Tears are in vain, so honey, please don't be that way. As long as we see it through, you'll have me. Tomorrow is another day. Don't break my heart, honey, please don't be that way. Take it from a lover who knows I need just one dance for this romance to be ours tonight.
You love me
if all you ever do is slip and slide away.
You're never gonna find the right track if you never stop pushing it back. Don't be that way.
Boy, I'll tell you, at times they one-up Manhattan Transfer, seems to me. New York voices, two girls, two guys. And one of the guys, Darman Mater, does the vocal arrangements and brings in some great instrumentalists. That was Marv Stamm, who was playing trumpet there, and Jay Ashby playing trombone, both great New York studio musicians. And Benny Goodman's Don't Be That Way. Well, that's the way it was back in the day. I mean, everybody was swinging. One of them was Frankie Lane. You know, you think of Frankie Lane, whose real name was Francesco Lovecchio, born in Chicago, on the near west side of Chicago. You think of Frankie Lane as the guy who sang all those theme songs from the big westerns, High Noon, Rawhide. That was a big hit of his. Rawhide, and he sang sort of the, if there was a theme in Blazing Saddles, which get your the old VCR of that out and play it, and you'll hear Frankie Lane's voice, I guess over the opening credits of Blazing Saddles. And, well, he sold over 100 million records worldwide. Is that amazing? Over 100 million records. And part of it was he was just around so long. He had a 75-year career singing and recording. They called him Leather Lungs because he didn't need any microphone. You could hear him at the back of the hall, wherever it was. They also called him Mr. Rhythm, Frankie Lane. In 1956, he was appearing at the Latin Quarter, one of the great nightclubs in New York City, in Midtown Manhattan. The CBS, or the Columbia Records, is an arm of CBS, the Columbia Records recording studio was only about a block from the Latin Quarter. And so Frankie Lane was doing two shows a night at the Latin Quarter and singing all kinds of pop songs. And he wanted to do a jazz album. So Columbia Records lined up Buck Clayton, a wonderful trumpeter, and he had a band. And they got those guys in the recording studio, all tuned up. And Frankie Lane finished his first show at the Latin Quarter and ran down the street and into the Columbia Records studio. He had about an hour to kill between his first show and his last show while people people were dining who were going to see the second show. And he ripped off several songs for an album called Jazz Spectacular, which is now available on CD with Buck Clayton's great band. Here was the first song he did.
Ha ha ha! should say that for you I yearn. Would you think me speaking out of turn? And supposing I declare it, or would you take my love and share it? Supposing I'm in love with you. Supposing I'm in love with you.
Frankie Lane, the album is Jazz Spectacular. You ought to have that in your collection, seems to me. It's out on CD. Buck Clayton's band, that was Buck playing trumpet, and Bud Johnson on tenor saxophone, Irby Green playing the guitar, or excuse me, the trombone solo, and Sir Charles Thompson was a guy playing a little piano behind Frankie Lane, who finished not just that song, but several others within his hour's allotment of time. I mean, they were all set up for him. And then he went running down the street to do his second show at the famed Latin Quarter in Midtown Manhattan. Well, it's, it's like making sausage. Sometimes it's better if you don't actually see it being done. But that's how it was being done in 1956. A little more than a decade earlier than that, Glenn Miller took his great band into the studio to record one of the best things, I think, that the Glenn Miller Orchestra ever recorded. It features Ray Eberly, one of the boy singers that Glenn Miller had on hand, and the trumpet of Bobby Hackett, and a thing called Serenade in Blue.
Support for GLT comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport at Bloomington Normal, with Allegiant flights to Orlando Sanford and Tampa St. Pete, Florida, along with service by Delta and American. Information at CIRA.com. This is GLT.
Tomorrow on Best of Sound Ideas. There's a reason Mardra and Reggie Thomas reached to the 70s and 80s for songs on their new album.
In a lot of ways, things that are from the soundtracks of our lives were near and dear to our hearts.
Hear from the husband and wife musical duo, plus get a review of other arts-related events happening this weekend.
I'm Charlie Schlenker. Hear Best of Sound Ideas at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. tomorrow on GLT.
I'll tell you what, when the great one, Jackie Gleason, put all of his TV show people in that private railroad car and hooked on to, I forget what it was, probably New York Central, that took the whole cast down to Miami every winter so that they could do their TV show from down there. That's what was playing in that moving party that went all the way down to Miami, Florida. That's a bunch of musicians that Jackie Gleason had assembled for one of the many albums that he did. Most of them are rather stringy, Bobby Hackett's soft trumpet stuff. But there was plenty of that. But That's a Plenty right there. That, in fact, that's the name of the tune. That's a Plenty. Song out of the 1920s. Pee Wee Irwin playing trumpet and Lawrence Brown from Duke Ellington's band played that great trombone and George Williams arrangement of what even then was an old evergreen. Lawrence Brown, born in Lawrence, Kansas. How many people have a first name of the town in which they were born? I mean, think about it. Normal Smith, Normal Jones? I don't think so. Bloomington Smith? Uh-uh. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. I promised a little trip to New York City to Swing Street tonight on the show. Swing Street was a heck of a street. And from about, I guess, 6th Avenue on, it would be west, there was just one jazz club after another through the 1940s and really through the 1950s as well. And they still try to keep up some venues on Swing Street, 52nd Street in New York City. Of all those great clubs, one of the great ones was the Onyx Club. I mean, anybody who was anybody appeared at the Onyx Club. Billie Holiday did, Sarah Vaughan did, and just many, many other stars, one of whom was a jazz violinist and sometimes vocalist named Hezekiah Smith. They called him Stuff Smith. And that guy could fiddle right with Stefan Grappelli and Joe Venuti, two of the other great jazz violinists of the era. Stuff Smith was more than just a great violinist, though. His picture is one of those in that famous photo of all those people that gathered in uptown in Manhattan, a photo that we have hanging on our wall at home. It's called A Great Day in Harlem. And that was in the late 1950s when Esquire magazine got that photo taken. And it was a double truck. It was on two pages of Esquire magazine. It's part of a jazz thing. Stuff Smith is on there, but he's not wearing his top hat. He wore his top hat a lot in and outside of the Onyx Club. There's a picture of him on our Radio Munson Facebook page here this evening. And not only that top hat, which was, of course, a trademark of Ted Lewis, another band leader of the time, but Stuff Smith also had either a stuffed monkey or a stuffed parrot on his shoulder while he was doing his fiddling. Here he is singing and fiddling with the Onyx Club Boys. At 52nd Street in Midtown Manhattan on Swing Street, the Onyx Club had great sounds like that coming out the front door every night, seven nights a week for a lot of years. And that was Stuff Smith playing fiddle and trying his best to remember the lyrics to After You've Gone. Well, I don't know what you're thinking about the weather out there, but I'm telling you, there's a cool breeze blowing in. I'm thinking fall has pretty much arrived. Stacy Kent does too.
Old Father Time checked, so there'd be no doubt. Called down the north wind to come on out. Then cupped his hands so proudly to shout, la-di-da, oh la-di-da, 'tis autumn. The trees say they're tired for too much fruit. Charmed all the wayside, there's no dispute. Now shedding leaves, they don't give a hoot. La-di-da, oh la-di-da, 'tis autumn. Then the birds got together to chirp about the weather. After making their decision in birdie-like precision, turned about and made a beeline for the south. My holding you close really is no crime. Ask the birds, the trees, and old Father Time. It's just to help the mercury climb. La-di-da, do-da-di-da, 'tis autumn.
That it is. Stacy Kent with husband Jim Tomlinson playing some tenor saxophone. Well, here we are, first day of October. I think, when does the moon come up tonight? It's been all the excitement last weekend about the full moon, the so-called red moon, the super moon, and still big and bright. But you have to wait a little bit for it to come up. I think the moon rises about 9:30. This evening, but it'll be big and bright once again. So I have a song by that Michael Bublé did years ago, Van Morrison wrote. Going to play a little bit later on. Down to 42 tonight here in central Illinois. Clear skies. You'll sure see the moon when it comes up. Mostly sunny Friday tomorrow with a high of 65, and a few clouds tomorrow night with 45 degrees, mostly cloudy, actually. And then that continues Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high of 63, but no precip for the Saturday university games, for the high school games on Friday night. Looking good. We lost a great jazz musician just a couple of days ago when Phil Woods died. He was 83, and he had a number of things that had gone south on him with the old body. But Phil Woods just had played some wonderful alto saxophone. You know, he was people called him the next Charlie Parker. And Phil Woods worshipped Charlie Parker, had met him and knew him. And when Charlie Parker died, Phil Woods married Charlie Parker's widow. It was a little strange turn of events in the world of jazz. Phil Woods could rise above any band, and here he is playing with Patrick Williams and his band on Where or When. Mm-hmm.